Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 7:40 on this Thursday morning. Who's ready for a Greek tragedy?
Woohoo!
The Trojan women are. They're here with us right now, Interstage Right, which has put together quite a schedule for this year. Regina Spain is with us. Good morning, Regina.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for having us again.
I appreciate you coming in. And the queen, Kelly Rademacher, is here. Kelly, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
And the director, Kaylee Loxton. Good morning, Kaylee.
Hi, Paul.
I want to talk a little bit about the schedule. You don't have to go through the whole schedule and everything, but it's a really ambitious schedule this year.
It is. It's a phenomenal schedule. We have so many great titles, and some of them are already cast, and some of them are coming up to be cast. So, yes, we've got Into the Woods and Little Prince, and then we go into what isn't cast with Little Shop of Horrors, which our new Leaders Council is taking on, and so that's really exciting for them. And then we go into Romeo and Juliet and Oz and Murder by Poe and Dining Room, and you said not to go all of them, but
that's fine.
And the scripted version of Nutcracker.
I only said not to in case you didn't, you don't need the list in front of you, do you?
No, even only a couple hours of sleep. I can rattle that thing off at this point, yes.
You live it and you breathe it.
Yes.
And just like the cast is doing with this show. Kaylee is directing. Tell us a little bit about this really fascinating play.
Well, we've chosen an adapted script, so it's not the Euripides version. It is a version by Ellen McLaughlin, and it is almost reminiscent of spoken word poetry, and it is lovely. These women, they are syncing, they're breathing together. We have movement choreography happening. They've done a lot of research into their characters, and we get to kind of pick and choose because it's mythology.
There's
so many accounts. So we got to choose which accounts we were using. And I think overall, we found a way to flesh out the show where it makes sense and everyone really loves how it's turning out.
Kelly, tell us about your character.
Sure. I play Queen Hecuba, and she's really lost everything. She's looking at defeat and tremendous suffering and still looking at what she can salvage around her and finding resilience and the women that are with her, what can they do to go forward, and even feeling a little bit of vengeance but trying to find some way to live still after the loss of war.
Yeah. So I mean, there's a lot of grief in this that's why they call them Greek Greek tragedies. So the significance of having it in March is Women's History Month, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
So Women's History Month is a big deal to me now.
Yeah.
It wasn't always, but after I did Steel Magnolias, I found this amazing group of women for the cast, and I talked to Regina because she didn't have a March show yet, and I was like, well, I've had this show on my bucket list for a little while. I just want to do it the way I see it in my head. And she was all on board. She's so willing to help and be able to be there for all the things that maybe I didn't have an answer for. And we worked on it very collaboratively, all together. And the cast was completely involved. Nicole, our tech, she was involved as well. So a lot of the decision-making happened along the process along with everyone.
And that means great theater and acting is a collaborative effort. It's not all just the people on stage. It's the people behind the scenes all working collectively together. Sometimes very, very late into the night, especially the week before the show goes up, to all put together a shared vision, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We decided to have an all-female team for this. So Lisa Cramp is our producer, so she kind of rounds out that team for us. We have two male actors on stage with us that have done a phenomenal job. One of the things the last couple weeks that I have found really stunning about this production is the reaction from the males that have come in. So our two actors, Frank Batista is our soldier, which is played phenomenally by him, and Jason Robinson, which is kind of new to us, but you recognize him from Wonderful Life. He is our Poseidon. Outside of that, Brian, my husband's seen the show now, and then several others. Mark Buckley came in last night and got to see it all. Or kind of hear it all. He was painting our pillars. He's doing a beautiful job marbleizing our pillars. And the reaction from The men that have seen either seen work, CJ saw some before, or now the entire show, the reaction from the men, I think, has been really stunning to me, because their recognition of you know, because we all talk about, you know, historically what men go through in war and how, you know, that is brutal and everything, and very little is said then of what happens with the women and those left behind, and in this play demonstrates that so beautifully, like what was said. And I find it fascinating, the men that have seen these glimpses of what we're doing, saying, I have to come back, I have to see this. Mm-hmm. And so that's been amazing, because on the surface of it, you just think, you know, oh, hey, women are gonna love to come and see this. Women are gonna love to come see, you know, kind of feel that connection, right, with other women and everything. But I'm finding the men that are coming in are just like fascinated by it and wanting to come and see more.
Well, it's a story I wasn't really even that aware of. I mean, Kaylee, obviously you had heard of the Trojan Women, but when I was, you know, started reading about it, I thought, well, that's an interesting take on Greek tragedy. It's not just what the men have gone through in war, but it's the women that are left behind and left widowed, really.
It is, and this script is actually adapted around the time of the Bosnian War. And it really showcases the anti-war themes from Euripides' original script and puts more focus on the women than in the original script. Because, of course, there's a lot more characters in Euripides' version. It's a little longer. Because ours is only about an hour 15 with curtain speech, it's looking like.
And we don't have an intermission, so it's an hour 15 without intermission. Okay. It's straight through.
Okay. Yes, but we will be offering an optional talkback after every performance. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Fantastic.
Yeah.
The next 3 weekends opening night is tonight.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
No, tomorrow with all the snow. Again, Paul, why do you keep bringing the snow during our opening nights?
We should have planned that a little bit better.
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's not going to be that bad.
I know, it's going to miss us.
Right.
Fly
right over.
So tomorrow night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, as always, it's Friday and Saturday, 7 p.m., Sunday at 3 p.m., and that'll be for the next 3 weekends. And I don't know why I said tonight, because in my head... I had the word tomorrow, and the word tonight came out of my mouth.
That's okay.
It is show conditions tonight.
It's final dress.
But nobody's coming in to watch. It's not tomorrow night.
Just our photographer, Anson.
Great. You'll get great photos and break legs, everybody. And by the way, you mentioned if somebody wants to be involved in one of the upcoming productions,
you've got
auditions coming up.
We do, March 18th and 20th. We audition for Little Shop of Horrors, Romeo and Juliet, and Oz, which is a three-person Oz. It's not like the full Oz. We need someone to play L. Frank Baum, the housekeeper, and a little girl. And the three of them combined all kind of play out his vision so that he can finish his manuscript of Wizard of Oz. Wow. So it's fun. So we need full cast for all those. We don't have a thing cast yet. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Go to interstageright.org.
Perfect.
For all the details. All right. Thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
7:48 now here on WPHM.